all like to receive gifts. For our birthday, at Christmas time, who doesn't like to unwrap a gift and get a pleasant surprise? But if only we realised the abundance of the gifts that God's already given us. If only. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at your gifts, your incredible abilities, from a different perspective. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you draw closer to Jesus to become all that He made you to be. You know how it goes. You compare yourself to other people, and invariably, in your own mind, you find yourself coming up short. Everybody else seems to be smarter, better looking, more articulate, more successful, better off than you. They seem to have a better marriage, more perfect children, a perfect marriage, a perfect job. And so it's all too easy to come to the conclusion that you just don't make the grade. You're something less than all those other people out there. But actually, what we tend to do is we create this composite picture of perfection by plucking the best bits out of the lives of the people around us, mixing in with that advertising industry fairy dust. And you know, all those images of beauty and success that they dangle under your nose, and then creating this unrealistic set of expectations that no human being could ever live up to. But there you have the formula of low self-esteem. See, that's what people do. And if that's how you see yourself, as someone who just doesn't measure up, then what sort of a life are you going to end up living, do you think, huh? There's a quote going around that's attributed to Einstein, but actually he didn't say it. Nevertheless, it's a good one. Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will forever live its life believing that it's stupid. I mean, it's true, isn't it? If we establish our self-worth by comparing ourselves with other people, then chances are we're going to come off second best every time. And it's that wrong image of self that's ruining many a life. It's that wrong image of self that's causing people en masse to waste their lives. See, as far as I'm concerned, there could be nothing worse than getting to the end of my days and looking back on a wasted life. Paul, not the Apostle Paul, but the owner of one of my local cafes, has come to know me reasonably well. I wandered in for breakfast at about 9 o'clock one morning, obviously dressed for work, and he said, you're off to work, are you? And I said, well, no, I've just finished a 4-hour TV shoot. We'd started, you see, just before 5 in the morning. Anyway, he went off to go and get me my usual cup of coffee, smiling and shaking his head as he muttered, you're not going to die wondering, are you, Bernie? The answer is no, I am not going to die wondering. I intend to live my life absolutely to the full. I intend to get to the end having completely spent my life on what God has called me to do. See, I don't want to be lying on my deathbed looking at a life of wasted opportunities. Now, I know what some people are thinking at this point. Well, that's all well and good for you, Bernie. God's given you some gifts and some abilities to go and do what you're doing. Good for you. But I don't have those gifts and abilities. If that's what's rattling round through your head at the moment, then here's my answer to you. Of course you don't have my gifts and abilities. You were never meant to be me. God's given you your own set of gifts and abilities. And at this point, to keep this conversation going, there are some people, perhaps you're one of them, thinking, but I don't have any gifts and abilities. Well, that simply isn't true, because that's not what God says. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says this, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. In other words, we have all received at least one gift from God. Again, the Apostle Paul writing to the church in Corinth about spiritual gifts that God has bestowed on us. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 6. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are a variety of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given a manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. See, there it is again. To each one has been given a spiritual gift. It's just that they're all different. In verse 11 of the same chapter, it says of those gifts, all these are activated by one and the same Spirit who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. So do you see how completely futile it is to compare yourself to other people? I mean, God has sovereignly decided what gift he was going to give each one of us. But the point is that he does give each one of us a particular gift or ability that we're meant to use to exercise for the common good. I would have loved to have been given the gift of healing, but instead, God's given me a gift to tell stories. What sort of a gift is that, you might ask? Well, the one thing that I can do really well is to take complex things and synthesize them, bring them together in a way that not only people understand and relate to, but in a way that moves them to do something about what they've just heard. Now, that's not a boast. That's not a statement I make out of pride. It's a simple statement of fact. There are lots of other things that I'm not good at. If I compare myself to friends of mine, like a good mate of mine, Pastor Greg Holder, he's so pastorally gifted. If I compared myself to him, I'd come off thinking, well, you know what, I'm uncaring and unloving. I'm not, by the way. I care deeply about you, which is why I'm doing what God made me to do. Listen up. God has gifted you in a special way, and his plan for you is to use that gift for the common good. Now, you don't always find your gift listed in the Bible. I mean, storytelling is not listed as a gift in the Bible, but here we are. See, there are three places in the New Testament that talk about gifts or gifting. Romans chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and Ephesians chapter 4. But when I read them, as I said, I don't read storytelling as one of the gifts. I don't read about conceptualizing and synthesizing complex issues into simple explanations as one of the gifts. You have a gift, at least one, possibly more, and comparing yourself to other people ain't going to do it for you. God has given you a gift or an ability and something that you love doing, something that you can do better than just about anyone else you know. And in that gift, you will discover your calling. You'll discover the part of God's plan that God has called you to play, to do with the gifts and abilities, the natural talents and motivations that he's given you. And nobody can take that away from you. Romans 11, verse 29, for the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. There's no turning them around. There's no taking them away. Perhaps that's why people so often talk about destiny. God has a destiny for you. God has a plan for you, and he's given you everything that you need to fulfill that destiny. He made you with your destiny in mind. Back to one of my favorite passages of Scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. You are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works that he prepared beforehand for you to do. In other words, God's handcrafted you to do what he's ordained you to do, even before time's begun. You are a one-off piece of workmanship made perfectly fit for purpose, the purpose that God has for you. And so here it is, my definition of a wasted life, drawn straight out of this verse, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. A wasted life is when we don't do what God made us to do. A wasted life is when we squander the gifts and the abilities that God's given us by spending them on ourselves instead of spending them on others in honor of the God who gave them to us in the first place. And as someone who, before coming to Christ over 20 years ago now, turned wasting his gifts and abilities on himself, I can tell you, it was a hollow pursuit. As much as we think gaining worldly success will fulfill us, it doesn't. In fact, it left me so empty, so lost, that I almost took my own life. Do yourself a favour. Don't waste your life. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.